Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back on Afternoon Drive on a Football Friday, on an F-Off Friday. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We've been talking about this Browns-Ravens game. The second half of the season officially beginning again. We're just going to forget that the Jets thing happened. We got 8 games to go, 5 of them at home. Now's when the real second half of the season begins. But to give you the Baltimore perspective on this game, and Vegas saying it's a 7.5-point line, that means that they're expecting a relatively close game. But to give the Baltimore perspective, we're going to head out and talk to a longtime NFL executive, now host on 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore on the Fan Hotline, Vinny Serrato joining us. Vinny, thank you very much for your time, bud.
My pleasure. How you guys doing today?
Other than the football being absolutely atrocious, life itself is good.
Yeah, we're pretty good.
Yeah, but they play much better at home than they do on the road.
It's funny you say that. We kind of talked about that as well, because I think people remember the away game in week 2 and how just thoroughly of an ass kicking that was. And so much of like my idea of this game might actually be enjoyable in that it might be close is the Browns are a different team at home. How are you guys viewing this game from the Baltimore side of things?
Well, you know, I've watched the film, you know, and then I went back and watched week 2. I mean, week 2 was 10-3 at the half, you know, and the Ravens blocked a punt in the second quarter to get, you know, good field position, which got them the touchdown and up 10-3. So it was tight. I think the biggest problem is the defense just wears down, and then the offensive special teams give up short fields and make it real difficult on the defense. Because the defense, they're really good.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it on the head. It's incredible. I mean, it really is a great defense. And then you watch these guys, and for the first half, all sorts of games, Vinny, where it's tight, it's close at the half. And then third quarter, fourth quarter, the offense just continues to go 3 and out or not have long drives, and it just wears on the defense. I don't know what suggestion you would have for fixing that or getting that right. It feels like it's going to be a problem we have all year long, though, Vinny.
Oh, I think it's definitely going to be a problem all year long, you know, because, I mean, Fannin is the guy, you know, he's the leading receiver. Other than that, you know, Judy, you know, I was talking about it today. He's got, 28 catches on 60-some targets. You know, that's not very good. You know, and Gabriel's completing, 58%. The O-line is the one of the issues, you know, in pass pro. You know, they gave up a bunch of sacks last week to the Giants. And I think, you know, with Gabriel, you know, if you can get inside pressure, what is he, 5'11", 6 foot tall?
No,
you know,
that's being generous. Yeah, that's being generous.
So, you know, like stunts and twists really bother that offensive line. I mean, they were turning people loose last weekend against the Jets.
Vinny Serrato on the Fan Hotline here with Nick and Jonathan on a Football Friday, on an F-Off Friday. All right, so I'm I'm kind of eternally interested in when the national media starts talking about the job status of John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin, because it just feels evergreen. Anytime either guy hits any sort of rough patch, it's, well, you know, they could move on from him. Do you think that's just the evergreen noise that has been around the Ravens because, quite frankly, Harbaugh's been there forever? Or do you think if this doesn't end up in a deep playoff run, that John Harbaugh actually might be in danger of losing his job or moving on?
Doesn't seem like that's Steve Bisciotti's MO. You know, he's about consistency and stuff, and Harbaugh just got a new deal this past year. So I don't see it, you know. And, I mean, look at, you know, they started off 1-5, and Harbaugh just got him coming back. I mean, kind of what you the only reason that you would do anything, you know, it'd be like Andy Reid in Philly. It's like, hey, this is good for both. Both need fresh starts. But I don't see that happening.
Well, Marr missed Wednesday. He was back out there today, and all signs are pointing to him being a full go, I think is what John Harbaugh labeled it as. What is your guys' anticipation with Lamar and how he's looked in recent weeks getting right back, and then how it looks Sunday?
I think he looks good. I thought he handled the Minnesota situation extremely well with all the different stunts and fronts and blitzes and stuff. You know, that Lamar's one of the best at blitzes and those types of things. And, you know, I think he's looked, every time Lamar plays, to me, looks extremely good. He doesn't seem like he runs it as much this year as he has in the past, but he can throw the ball. You know, he can make any throw possible, any throw that he needs to.
Vinny, are the Ravens fully back, or do you still think they have a ways to go?
The O-line is a concern for me. That's what I talk about every day on the radio, because when I watch them, they had one drive last week where it was beautiful, where all five linemen, the fullback, everybody was on point. And that's what happened all the time last year. And this year, it's like four guys do it right, one guy does it wrong, so there's no gain. You know, and that's the issue that they've had. And I think that's why Derrick Henry doesn't have the numbers that he had last year, because there's only one different guy in the O-line, Patrick McCary, you know, and Voorhees, the left guard, to me, he hasn't been playing that well anyhow, but they just don't do it consistently. They did it against Buffalo, you know, for three quarters, and then they did it for one drive, which was beautiful drive. They just bam, 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 right down the field. Henry's getting 10, 12, you know, getting the body on a body, comboing up to the backers. But other than that, they don't do that. And that's why he's getting hit in the backfield a lot.
Yeah, it's funny because he's still almost averaging 5 yards a carry, but he was almost 6 yards a carry last year. And, you know, last year he led the league in touchdowns, led the league in first downs, obviously had almost 2,000 yards. And it's like there is a drop-off there from last year to this year with Derrick Henry.
Yeah, and he only had 23 yards rushing against Cleveland the first time. You know, and the Ravens were, what, 3 of 12 on third down? You know, 240-some total yards. But they scored 31 points the second half. And a lot of that was because of the offense and special teams. And, you know, if the Ravens don't turn it over, I think it'll be tough for them to lose, because I'm guessing that Cleveland at some point will make a mistake, turn the ball over, and give field position. Because against that defense, Schwartzy's awesome, man. You know, and you know, when I was at the Redskins, we interviewed Schwartz, and he was a great interview. Good guy. He was just real young at the time.
Hmm. All right, Vinny, since we're on the topic of coaching, it's been interesting. There are some people who have been big Stefanski supporters whose opinions have started to change because of the last 2 years. He's an offensive head coach. The offense is terrible. What's your read on Stefanski 6 years into his journey as a Browns head coach?
You know, I mean, I'm guessing the Deshaun Watson thing didn't help him out, and then they've been searching for a quarterback ever since. You know, the sad part is their defense is championship defense, and their offense, you know, is ranked in the 30s and everything. So, I mean, that's the issue. It kind of reminds you of, you know, when Brian Billick was the offensive guy for the Ravens and their offense stunk. You know, what'd they have, 5 games in a row where they didn't score a touchdown? You know, but the defense was super and they won that way. And, you know, the Browns can't get that done. You know, who knows what happens? But, you know, to me, if I'm looking at it, you're going to bring in, they're going to be picking a quarterback again, unless we see, you know, they give Shadur a chance to see what he can do. And if he's not the guy, then in the draft, they'll be looking at QB, and then they're starting over again offensively.
At this point, would you just go to Shadur?
After this week, the only problem is with that offensive line, at least Gabriel's got some mobility. You know, how will Shadur handle it where if he's got to be scrambling all over the place? But, you know, because he took a lot of sacks at Colorado. And if he can handle, you know, if he shows the mobility and stuff, you got to give him a chance because you got to find out.
Vinny, I'm kind of I'd love line play. I love trench play. It's always like my obsession is if you got a good quarterback and you're stout in the trenches on both sides of the ball, you have a chance to do something. I do believe that. I'm old school. I just wanted to brag like that. I do want to know, like, I'm so used to Baltimore finding their Marshall Yandas and their Osemeles and their just time after time restocking that offensive line effortlessly. What has happened to get to this point with this offensive line? Or, I mean, even Linderbaum, people are speculating he might not be long for Baltimore given the fifth-year option being declined and the fact that he hadn't looked as good this year because of the problems around him.
Yeah, he has problems with big guys over him. You know, that's his biggest problem because he's really athletic and stuff. The problem, like, with Rosengarten has kind of gone backwards from last year. He was playing good at the end of the year, you know, his rookie year. And this year, I don't know what the problem is, but he doesn't anchor very well. That's a big problem. You know, and Falele, he has a problem with anything athletic. And Voorhees has had a kind of a problem with both. So they've... I don't know what the – I mean, if I had the answers, you know, they would be doing a lot better, I guess. But it's just – they're just so inconsistent, and I don't know why, you know. I mean, it is a different coach from last year, but he was there from training camp on last year.
Vinny, I want to ask you about because you were, you know, obviously in front offices for so many years in the NFL. I want to ask you what your guys' perception and like what your buddies that were also in the NFL, what your perception of what the Browns did with Paul DePodesta in bringing in a baseball guy that has admitted in recent days he didn't know a single thing about football when he got hired. He was trying to get his sea legs underneath him. His player evaluations at that point on a scale of 1 to 100 was a 0. What'd you guys make of the Browns giving that an experiment the way they did, and then to watch it unfold?
Yeah, that was kind of a shocker. You know, I mean, just because there's so much to learn. I guess they just wanted all the analytical stuff. That's to me is the only reason you do it. You know, I don't know that it hadn't worked that well. They haven't won that many games.
All right, Vinny, give us a prediction on Sunday. Be gentle.
24-10. I picked 24-10. Ravens. I just think it's going to be, I think Ravens, I told Ravens fans, they're going to have to be patient, you know, because that's a tough defense and it'd be tough sledding. I said, if the Ravens can run it in the first quarter and they're running well, then it can be a blowout. But otherwise, I think it's going to be a tight game for a while.
What's the radio like on Monday if the Browns win?
Fire Harbaugh.
That sounds about right. Vinny, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate your time.
All righty. Thanks, guys.
Vinny Serrato there of 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore on the Fan Hotline. Gave us plenty to react to about this game. just get a win, damn it, please. Reaction to Vinny in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. at DSW Stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, you know, I've watched the film, you know, and then I went back and watched week 2. I mean, week 2 was 10-3 at the half, you know, and the Ravens blocked a punt in the second quarter to get, you know, good field position, which got them the touchdown and up 10-3. So it was tight. I think the biggest problem is the defense just wears down, and then the offensive special teams give up short fields and make it real difficult on the defense. Because that defense, they're really good.
Vinny Serrato, former NFL GM, now with the Fan in Baltimore. And I think that's, it continues to be, it kind of goes in line with what we said with Zach Jackson. It's like, I understand Zach's point that it doesn't feel like the rebuild's actually doing anything, but yet you've got Myles Garrett, you've got Schlossinger, you've got Denzel and Delpit. Like, you've got impact players on every level of the defense, and I think you have some just, like, I think the defense really is close enough that if you just got adequate quarterback play and adequate and really good offensive line play, I really don't think the Browns are that far away.
So the very first years of Stefanski, and this includes obviously when Baker had to deal with the shoulder injury, it was like a yo-yoing where each season it felt like the defense and the offense were switching. The offense was then really good while the defense struggled a little bit, and the defense was really good and then the offense struggled a little bit. Past couple years, it's been pretty consistent now where we have it, where the defense is, you're the bell of the ball, and like the offense is just playing catch up. And so it's not like this, at least it's not a back and forth for them. They've at least made up their mind. Defense good, offense bad, and I guess now you can attack it whatever way you want.
Now, I think what's funny about it is Vinny sure seemed like he was pitching that this is going to be a close game, and then we asked him for his prediction, and he has the Ravens winning by 14 points.
Yeah, it was still a 2-touchdown difference. So not only covering the spread, but almost doubling the
spread. Was he thinking that everyone expects this to be like a 30-point game?
He went on like a 7-minute thing about how basically the Ravens' offensive line is a bunch of tomato cans.
Yeah.
And we should just not even bother dealing. Okay, you have flaws. I get it. But they really feel like it's saying the champagne's flat on the Titanic. It really feels like you're just trying to like get in a pit of misery with us, and that's nice. I appreciate that, Vinny, but you didn't need to do that.
I would also like to point out that this is where we get to talk about the get-in prices on Sunday, because that's the time of year we're in. It's only 14 days into November,
yeah,
and we're already looking at get-in prices as low as $6 per ticket.
Which is crazy low. Lamar Jackson versus Myles Garrett should be better than $6 a ticket. But if you told me you had free tickets for me, I'm still not going to this game.
Oh, I actually would.
Well, all right, it's $6 a ticket. You're basically there.
Well, no, because remember, we got to do $75 in fees for each ticket.
What are fees if you just straight up bought? I have not bought something with fees from forever.
They're really bad.
I don't go to many things that way.
A $6 ticket's going to be like $14. Because, again, it's based off whatever the hell they want it to be based off of. But no, I'll be honest with you. We made plans with our friends Megan and Joe on Sunday. Very excited for that.
To watch
but
the game?
After I saw it went to $6, I was like, well, I'd take the Wilson girls and
Mama Bear, and
why not? Honestly, take Megan and Joe too.
So we got the Mac for Mutts tailgates, which that's coming up this weekend. Make sure to swing by. If you guys don't know about that, I'll tweet about it on Twitter. I've been there every year. I couldn't go this year because we're doing home renovations, and I honestly thought midway through the week, I'm like, well, can I put this off one more week so we can go to the game? Then I could go to the tailgate.
Yeah.
Inevitably, we already had plans, but. Yeah, I think this is a great opportunity. I actually, honestly, guys, we're not going to get a lot of these opportunities for $6 games in about 4 years. I think if you're somebody who doesn't usually get to take your family, the weather's going to be the weather. The Browns are going to be the Browns. Eh, why the hell not?
Well, and here's another reason why you might want to do it. And now I seem like a Browns ticket salesperson, although this might not sound like a Browns ticket salesperson.
You haven't emailed me 15 times today, so you can't be a Browns.
Season tickets right around the corner. Okay, great. Thank you. No, thank you. When Shador starts, you're not going to be able to have $6 prices.
Oh, I've definitely heard this theory.
Like when Shador starts, you're then going to be, you'll be paying out the yin yang.
I've heard this theory that people are buying up very. Tickets after this. Like, what's the next home game? Is it the Titans game?
I think it's a good question.
I think it's the Titans. No, 49ers.
I thought the Titans were. I thought the Titans. All right, go ahead.
It's one of those
about,
two.
Like the Bears. Yeah, I think the Bears is. No, Bears might be on the road. We're not good at the schedule game right now.
However, I've heard people say that basically it's like prospecting. They're buying home games before December or right at the cusp of December.
Okay.
And being like, you know. Worst case scenario, if Shador starts and the prices go through the roof, and then I can sell those tickets at like a 3-time premium, and then I just don't end up going.
So like four, all right, 49ers, Titans. 49ers game is not going to have a bunch of 49ers fans aren't going to be there for that. Titans game, they don't travel and their team stinks.
Yeah.
So like that just is what it is. But the Bills game and the Steelers game, those are basically going to be Bills and Steelers home games.
Yep.
We've all accepted that, right?
Yeah, but Shador's that's not going to be his first start. His first start's going to be either the 49ers or Titans, unless Dylan pulls the sword from the stone.
I actually
this
think
week
it's a really smart idea.
Yeah.
I think it's really smart. Buy the tickets now because they're incredibly cheap. And then when Shador gets a start, you can, you'll 5X, maybe 6 or 7X that price.
Actually, the worst part about this, I said the worst case scenario is, well, the premium goes up on the tickets and then you sell them and you make a profit. Now, the worst case scenario is you actually have to go to the Browns game.
Not at $6 a ticket, I don't.
I don't know. Oh, well, again, it's going to be $20 a ticket because of the damn fees.
I'll eat those tickets. I'll do anything but go to those games.
Oh, come on.
It's like in 2016, 2017. I never forget because Dustin, I think, had either like a mini season ticket plan or something like that. And he called me up and was like, hey, man, I got these awesome seats for you if you want them. And I'm like, I don't want to go to that. Like, that's not, I don't want to do that, man.
So the only
no,
thing
thank
I,
you.
The
that's th- where I'm at right now with this team.
The only
no,
thing I would
I'll
say,
watch my couch. I like my couch.
This is the only thing I'd say about this early in the season is you can end up messing around and getting a nice 50-degree day. And 50-degree
day. Like 60 tomorrow.
Yeah, so 50-degree day in November.
I'm going to go out and play 9 holes tomorrow.
It's a football game. It's the NFL. How many of those? I'm not made of money. How many times do you actually get to go to the NFL game? Come on.
Okay,
now.
So the sad part about this, and this is where you're just going to call me a loser and say whatever you need to say about it, but have you seen that 4 o'clock window?
I have not, loser.
Rams, Seahawks, Broncos, Chiefs.
Or the Browns.
The best games of the week exist alongside this Browns game.
Lamar
and not only
versus
the best
Miles.
Games of the week. Broncos-Chiefs is legitimately, to this point, the best game of the season. And you can make an argument that the second best game of the season, if you just look at like a win-loss perspective and where these two teams are, is the other game I mentioned in the Seahawks and the Rams.
I got to tell you on this. It's Lamar versus Miles. I cannot guarantee you that the Browns are going to keep it within 14
They're
on
lucky
Sunday.
It's on my main screen on Sunday because this is my job and this is what I have to do. And I'm happy. I'm happy to watch these games, but come on. Like the two other games are premium games.
No, I'm selling you on why you should go to the game. It's Lamar versus Miles. I can't guarantee you the output of this game, where it's going to go. So
last
that's
time
just
I'll ever see Lamar
top.
Play Miles Garrett in a Browns uniform.
Could be.
That could be a real
that,
where were
you
end moment.
You're almost guaranteed that Miles is going to eat in this game.
Well, yeah, with how bad that offensive line is right now, he probably should.
At this point, $6 is an absolute steal, plus fees, is a absolute steal to watch Lamar get beat up by Miles and then win by 20 points.
My couch is better. The other games are better. You know what it takes to get me out to go to a game these days anyway, though? It takes a good amount in general. It has to be better than this.
That's the saddest thing in the world.
Has to be better
than this. What's become of Jonathan Peterlin? I remember Downtown Johnny. I remember sushi after the Browns game. Yeah. I remember the good days.
That was the first time you ever had sushi, right?
I remember, yes. And I have not, I don't think I've had a lot of sushi since.
Markoch, we went to this like hibachi bar and I was like, you got it. You're going to love sushi. It's going to be for you. This is like 10 years ago. Like, it's going to be for you. You're going to love it. And I don't know.
House some sushi.
I thought we had a lot of sushi.
There was a lot of sushi consumed.
You were eyeing the hibachi the entire time, I thought. But we did it.
I stayed on mission, and
yeah, that's right.
We drank enough that when I was at night making no money. I don't think Vanessa was working yet. It was after the kids were born, after the 20s were born.
I was definitely very single at that point.
We
Mark
were
Hutch.
The
so think
the,
about that for a second.
The money was a real problem, and I had to take at that time a $40 Uber home. And
yeah,
the fact that I'm still married today, I think that tested the mettle of that relationship. Because not only was it how much did you pay for the Uber and how much did you pay for the booze?
For the booze and the sushi.
And the sushi.
Yeah, yeah.
There was, and I now have to drive you back to Cleveland tomorrow to get your car. And I was like, but, you know, the kids fall asleep in the car. Oh, it was a, thank God it was late at night when I got home. And it was just, I got reamed for like 15 minutes. And by the next day, it was just, I'm going to ignore you.
That was nice living downtown. I felt like I was like hosting people after these games. You know, it's like, all right, we can have sushi. We can drink. We can hang out. It's always a good time. And now you can't get me to leave my house for these games.
Every time someone would be like, no, let's just well, and I actually had a lot of people do this because they knew we were not flush with money at the time. And so they knew Nick is cheap. And he likes free food and drink. And so it'd be like, I'm going to take you to this spot and drinks and dinner on me. Mm. And it would work. But every time I'd have to pay the or tell her even the worst thing, which was, baby, I'm just going to sleep at the studio because I got to sober up and I don't want to pay for that $40 Uber. And she's like, okay, so now you're not coming home. And I was like, I thought it was being responsible.
And I know you were just sleeping at the studio, but as a married person, if my wife was ever like, I gotta sleep at the studio, I gotta make sure I'm all good, I'd be like, all right, that's a little suspicious.
By the way, while the kids were young, like now, if I was just like, hey, I got a hotel up here because I overindulged, I'll see you tomorrow morning. She'd be like, no, that's a responsible decision because my kids are 12 and 15.
Markoch,
kids are under four, it's your ass.
He used to show up here at like 3 o'clock for his 7 o'clock show, like incredibly early. Sometimes even like 2:30, and we'd be like, why is he here so early?
Yeah.
And I had to remind myself, all his kids are really young. Like this is actually a place to get work done.
Yeah,
but he's got no chance at home of getting any work done.
Now I've got an office. I go into my office and I get work done, and then it's like, well, I guess it's leaving time. I'll put it off for another 30 minutes. Even when the kids are home now, I can do this. But at that time, it was like, do you want to prep on the toilet?
Because so
that's about the only spot.
But we're describing what Markoch should be doing right now. Markoch, why aren't you going to these games? It's $6 a ticket. You're young. You're single. At least I think you're single. I haven't confirmed that or not. Like, this is your time.
Yeah, Jake and I have these conversations at night, too, about how I really don't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to do things.
But I don't.
Be a participant in life, and then you get married, and you have kids, and then you turn into me. But, like, for the meanwhile, be a participant.
Right now, so much of my life is work. I don't just work here. I have a second job. So, like, sometimes, like, when I'm, like, in my apartment alone, it's like, that's like, I just need that time.
That's your
to be
highlight
myself.
Of the week.
Oh, no, that
sometimes.
Sounded sad.
I wouldn't say that.
He was like, I just need that
that's
time.
That's the way it came off. That. I'm not saying it's the way
I
it is.
I wouldn't say
I'm,
that.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing.
Oh, poor Mark.
And I've worked here since the station launched in 2011, right? But I've had kids for longer than I've worked here, which means I never got to just be like, hey, like reach out to the Browns and be like, hey, can I have free tickets? Or just do the thing that I did when my kids were little, which is I'm just going to take the press pass.
Yeah.
Because I've always had kids. And so there's a part of me that when I see like Mac and Mark Koch and all the young guys, I'm like, guys, why aren't you just... Aren't you just asking for the season credential just
to
go?
That's what I did for the first
and they feed you there
for the first 3 years that I was here. I went to everything. I was at every like 80% of the Guardians games. I was at every Browns. Didn't miss a Browns game. I went to everything. And now I'm just, now I'm like, all right, we're good. I did a lot of it to the point where I'm like, all right, I'm all right now.
You made the case that this is the worst game of the year or the least watchable game because of the schedule.
Yeah, and I think it's because Rams, Seahawks, Broncos, Chiefs, biggest spread of the weekend, one of the lowest over-under point totals of the weekend. Like, the combination attached to all four of those things tells you that this might be the least watched NFL game of the entire year.
I'm calling to young Clevelanders. We're talking the single folks, right? Whether you're 30 or 25 or 22, if you've got $6 plus fees in your account, go to this game. You only have so many Sundays in life. My plans are made. I'm an old man. I can't do it. You have to do this. Go to the game for the Gipper.
You can't even tell yourself like, oh, I'll catch one a couple weeks from now. It'll always be here the way that in seasons past you have so many more games. Because once Shador starts, those ticket prices are going way up.
And here's the added bonus. You can get $6 and you can still see Shador.
I mean, yeah, from the bench.
Oh, what if Dylan gets benched in this game?
If he plays at the half?
Yeah.
And for enough people, $6
is the greatest hedge bet ever.
I guess. And then you can say, oh, that's like the Baker Thursday night Jets game.
Yep.
He comes in at halftime, saves the day. And that is one of the most memorable Browns games in the past 25 years.
Yep.
Legitimately.
And worst case scenario, you just get to sit in the stands and listen to everybody argue about Shador Sanders. That's the worst case scenario. Best case scenario is he plays, wins the game, Hall of Fame career takes off right then and there.
And then you were there.
Yep. Just like the perfect game. Just like old Lenny Barker says.
That's how it always works.
216-474-0092. Would you go to this game on Sunday for free? JP says he wouldn't.
No.
If I didn't have plans, I'm trying to figure out
what the price would be to pay me to go to this game, is what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I'll watch the game. I'm going to watch the game. I don't know what the payment is.
And pay me $50 to go to the game.
I don't even know that I do
it. And free drinks at the game. And free food at the game.
I really want to watch this stupid Chiefs-Broncos game.
Donovan's post-game comments in 5 minutes on 92.3.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We got the lead coming up in 15 minutes. Daryl Ryder joining us in just about 6 o'clock today, as he does every single football and F-off Friday. Big responsibility for me this weekend. Responsible for me today. I want to brag. My wife is actually entrusting me to order the pizza for tonight.
That's not a thing that normally happens?
See, so Vanessa's very chill about everything.
Did you go rogue? Is that what the problem here?
So it's Fridays. Your boy's a little more likely to go off script on the pizza.
Mm.
And, you know, previously I've shown up with like a Cajun crusted flavor.
Oh, you get too cute with it. I understand what's going on here.
And this is exact, yes. Or I'll be like, hey, this one has onions. And then the kids won't eat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a big trust. Wadsworth's got a playoff game tonight. Good luck, Grizzlies. Good luck to everybody playing in the high school football playoffs tonight. The team's still up there. But she's like, hey, I think the kids can wait till you get home. But then she made sure to specify, get one pizza for this sect of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then these are the acceptable pizzas for the other half of the family. And I was like, okay, this is a lot of explaining. I'm a grown man.
One thing is that, as Elise and I have, we are, when it comes to pizzas, we're simpatico. Mm. We have our favorites are the same favorites, and that's like, it's odd that it works out that way, but it works out that way. I can't imagine when the kids get old enough to have to be like, so we have to order a pizza for you guys because you don't like what mommy and daddy orders.
There was such a time where...
That's going to blow my mind.
There was such a time where it was like... And like, you know, I had the deal with Master's Pizza, so I always had a little nice bonus off there. We do love ourselves some Master's Pizza. But because I get a discount, there was a thought that, oh, that means we can order more. I'm saying this because I wasn't the one thinking that. Then I'd come home and there'd be four pizzas.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, what in the who do you think I am? I'm not Bezos. I'm not like
we're not a four pizza family.
And by the way, it's incredibly affordable pizza with our friends at Master's Pizza. But I'm not four pizzas kind of money. What the hell are you doing? And so we're going to get four pizzas tonight. JK, yeah. LOL. No, two pizzas.
You each get your own pizza. That's how we're trending in this world. Everyone's got their specialty. When did it become such a thing? It used to be cheese, pepperoni, sausage. That was really it. Nobody deviated from it, but now everyone deviates constantly from the pizza order.
Well, because there's so many awesome ways. Like potato and steak.
I think as a society, we were better off when we just kept it cheese, pepperoni, sausage. Let's just hang out there.
I would like to
point
out.
Let's make this less complicated. Let's just hang out. Let's just keep the basics here, people.
I would like to point out.
I got to get different pizza orders
from different
people. You want chicken bacon ranch on yours?
I got to
order a whole different pizza because you like chicken bacon
the
ranch?
The Peterlin I met.
It's insane. Just
would
want to
kick
basics.
This Peterlin's ass.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. You don't go out and you're
going
to get cheese pizza and you're going to like it.
I make a lot of jokes about that. I just don't go to Browns games is the idea. We go out. Within reason.
You know, like if it's like a Friday night, like June.
Oh, stop! And I tell you my plans.
And
every
the kids
weekend.
Are already asleep.
No, we're doing things now. Lately, though, I do feel like we're not doing as many things because I got a 7 week old. You just don't do a lot of things.
I miss that
when
excuse.
You have an under 3 year old and a 7 week old. You just don't do things. That's why it's on top of my mind. The idea that I just don't do as many things right now is because. I was just talking with Elise about this the other day. It's like, yeah, but it does make sense. We do have a kid that's under 2 months old.
John in Berea, does your significant other let you order the pizza?
100%. And that's kind of the transition that I wanted to talk to you about since you are a Wadsworth person. I grew up in Wadsworth, alumni in 1999, and I am currently going down to my hometown with my son, and we are going to Marie's before we go to the game. So I need to know, is your wife telling you that you have to get Marie's? Because if so, you better never let her go.
All right. So this
we
is
got
the
some
one,
inside Wadsworth this jokes is, going on here?
But it's an Italian joint.
Yes, we do, Peterlin.
By the way, if everybody didn't feel about pizza there, don't forget about their chicken parm, because that chicken parm kicks. I mean, not kicks like hot. I mean, it's just slaps. That's what I meant. Slaps. I'm old. I cannot comment on the pizza place that I will be going today.
Yeah.
But it's not Marie's.
I have never heard you mention that pizza place.
Oh, I feel like listen, I know some people think part of our deal here, though,
is that I know your favorite pizza places.
Yeah, but you don't know them in Wadsworth.
You've never mentioned a pizza place in Wadsworth.
Yeah. Well, because
I know your favorite pizza place in Ohio City. Nonetheless, one in Wadsworth.
This is the problem, is it's not just that in my household, five different people have five different tastes in pizza.
Mm-hmm.
We also have five different favorites. So the last time we went in Wadsworth, again, I got to specify, it was to the place that the caller said. Now, it is no longer my choice to choose. But the good news is...
Did it piss you off? What happened?
No, because we kind of... It's like the waiver wire. You like, all right, Dad got to choose last time. Now who's going to be home, kind of thing.
Okay.
I think I know where they're going to go because the twins are a little simpatico with that. But the great thing is, if you ask the twins and say, hey, we're going here, they'll be like, yeah, they'll be a great expression or a bad one.
Mm-hmm.
With that, it's like, we're going to go here. I'll be like, yeah. Okay, now we're going to go here. Also, yeah. Hey, we're going to go to this third place.
Yeah.
Triple yeah.
That's how I am, too. I'm not as picky when it comes to that stuff at this point.
I will tell you, it's so weird. Wadsworth just has good pizza, man.
That is...
If you want local chains, you got it. If you want just local spots, you got it. There's a little bit of everything there. No Detroit style, though. Could use some Detroit style.
Yeah, now they sell Detroit style in the grocery stores, though.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Now there's a couple good. There's a couple decent ones.
I'm sure there is. But I want somebody tossing the dough. You know what I mean?
Well, someone did toss the dough, and then they put it in a package, and then they shipped it off in the freezer, and then it just kind of sat in the grocery
pizza
store
hub?
Aisle.
No, thank you.
I'm on a grocery store pizza kick at the moment. Man. I'm always on a lifelong pizza kick, but I'm on a grocery store pizza kick at the moment.
The way you've described your life
in
the last 20
Jack's
minutes.
Pizzas for like 3 for $10 and you just stack them up in the freezer
and
you just
eat them. I think it's really disappointed people.
Why? Why is that disappointing to you?
I don't go out. I eat grocery store pizza.
Well, within reason.
It's something else. But I don't remember.
Within reason. Well, I don't go to Browns games. That's for sure.
Czar in Fairview Park. What's up, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
I'm about to have some real pizza. I'm feeling really good, Czar.
I'm throwing you the perfect in pizza. Pepperoni, mushroom, onion, and bacon.
That's my no-fly list. I can do just about every traditional, not pepperoni, every traditional pizza topping I'm down to clown with at this age. I just can't mess with mushroom. I love the taste, but it's the texture. It creeps me out.
All those toppings, too, though, that'll be like a $75 pizza.
That's fair.
Oh, no. You can get it. I'm telling you, the wife, she doesn't like mushrooms, and for a handful of years, I'd get a pepperoni mushroom. She'd eat it, and then she finally broke down. And she goes, "You know, I really don't like mushrooms."
Wow,
I'm
that's like a good woman that she ate mushrooms.
That's
for
actually
like
really nice
forever.
Of her. That's a green flag trait, by the way. If they're willing to eat the foods that you like, and they don't even like them, but they don't have the heart to tell you they don't like them, that's a green flag.
She doesn't mind the mushrooms, but I'm like, hey, I'm going to put mushrooms on a pizza, and then it needs something else. Oh, a little bit more mushroom. I'm mushrooms all the time.
Yeah, so, and I thank you for the call, buddy. Good stuff. Vanessa's the same way. Like, and she's the only one in the house that likes mushrooms on anything anyway. Like, again, I like the taste. Like, I'll grate a mushroom and put it in, like, a pasta sauce. Because I just can't do the texture. It just wigs me out.
Okay.
Especially on pizza where everything tastes so fresh. And then it's like, this tastes processed as hell, even though it's not. It's natural. But, yeah, since day one, I've told Vanessa, if you order pizza with mushrooms, I am out. Not like I'm leaving you, just in like I'm not eating that pizza.
Yeah, because everyone's got their different pizza orders now. It's insane. It's insane how we've gotten here.
You're right. That is a green flag trait right there. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.